Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and it is a beautiful day. I just want to thank you so much for joining me and I am so excited about the new shows that lead in before me. It is so timely and so good. And I actually am going to tag off of one of them, and I hope that some of the people are hanging over and listening through my show waiting for Q to come back on, because I really believe that this will help a lot of you. It is in kind of my area of expertise, and I just went through and just kind of dug through on the website, on the BLM website, and I'm encouraging everyone to take the time right now. Go get yourself a notepad, get yourself some different colored pens or pencils or highlighters. And I'm going to kind of help you understand what we're doing to help you guys with the land patent process. And I'm going to walk you through the website on how I got through to get to where I needed to go. So now's the time. Run. Take me with you, though. Take the radio with you. Take your phone. Go get your pens, your notepad, your crayons, your colored pencils, your paintbrushes. I don't care what you're going to do, but just get some different colors if you have them. And if you don't, it's okay. I think I can walk you through it okay. But first, I just want to encourage everyone that the crazy, absolutely crazy energies that are going on right now, everybody's feeling them. It's not just you. So please know that... Sorry, Dawn, it's a shit show out there. So thank you, Q team, all the warriors out there that are warring for us and to protect us and to keep us all safe while it's all hitting the fan. I'm sensing it, and I'm very, very humbled and grateful for your protection and the hits you take for us. Thank you for being our warriors out there. I wanted to start with just a couple of things while you guys are grabbing your pens and paper and getting a glass of water or a cup of tea or an adult beverage, whatever you want to get. Let's just do a couple of things real quick so we can give everybody some time to get their documents and get their pens and everything. I've done this before, and I know that the closer that we get to stepping into fully ascending and getting through this process, the more that some people are getting hit in the financial area. And I just have this affirmation that I do, and I'm just going to share it with you all again. You're welcome to say it with me, write it down and keep it and say it aloud by yourself when you do your affirmations and your commands. So the first one has to do with finances. And this one is, galore, galore, I have everything I desire and need and more. Galore, galore, I have everything I desire and need and more. Galore, galore, I have everything I desire and need and more. I am the consciousness, and I am the energy that has created everything. I am the consciousness, and I am the energy in everything. I am source. You are source. So I just want you guys to have that tool in your tool belt. For the things we're going to talk about today, I'm just going to do a couple of commands really quick just to kind of get us going. I now command my spirit to destroy anything or anyone stopping me from having all of me. I now command our spirits to destroy anything or anyone stopping us from having all of us. I now command my spirit to destroy anything or anyone stopping us from having all of us. I now command my spirit to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder me or mine. I now command my spirit to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder me or mine. I now command my spirit to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder me or mine. And then this is one that I do whenever I'm wanting a little extra protection. I now command my spirit to cover me with mirror ball-like protection, and completely reflecting the nefarious attacks back to the senders, delivering the same impacts and intensity intended for me. That is the meaning behind what I'm doing. So whatever they're sending at me, I want it to reflect back off and hit them with the same intensity and the same purpose and the same detrimental effect that was intended for me or mine. So I now command my spirit to cover me with mirror ball-like protection. I now command my spirit to cover me with mirror ball-like protection. I now command my spirit to cover me with mirror ball-like protection. So you got a little disco action while we're on with Whiplash Talks. Just a little update real quick. Today's a good day. At work, it's total chaos. It's not even controlled chaos right now. I've got lawsuits going on against the company I work for. I've got a lot of nefarious action going on aimed at me and aimed at the jurisdiction that I work for. I'm trying to be the light there. I'm trying to find the fine line between being light and we not yet being in, a situation to where if it's just common law, that would be, you know, fabulous. Just don't do harm to others, you know, that kind of situation. So it's a difficult place to be because my area of expertise is in, land development and the permitting part of that and the enforcement side of when somebody totally goes off the rails. So, but it's an area of expertise that I have. And so that is a good segue into, I've been listening to Q. I'm so excited about the PRQ Homesteading new show, new program. And it's fabulous, and I really encourage you guys to jump in on that because that is going to bring you freedom. Yes, freedom. And I can even paint my face if you guys want me to and go freedom. But anyway, PRQ Timelines is fabulous. It's fascinating. I go, what? During the whole show, I'm like, oh my goodness, I have so much to learn, but it just resonates and it just settles well in my spirit. So I encourage you guys to catch those shows before Whiplash Talk. And so this segue is going into, I'm going to help bring a little more time to the land patent process. When Q does not have time to walk you through the website and to tell you every step and how to get through the website and to find where you really need to go. And I thought that's what I do every day at work. I do this for a living. So I thought I will add my gifts and talents, and I always want to give back. I want to help others. So let's get at it. So if you want to be at your computer, you're welcome to do that, but you can just take down notes. I'll give you the URLs, the addresses where you go. So you've been encouraged to go to, let me move my screen around a little bit so I can still see BBS. You've been encouraged to go on to the U.S. Department of the Interior Bureau of Land Management by Q, if you're listening to him. And we've been encouraged to get the land patent, the original land patent for the piece of property that we all currently live on, have a lease on, have a mortgage on, rent, things like that, things that Q has already spelled out. And Q has said, just in passing, he has said, you know, he's looking for the 160-acre or the 140-acre section of land. Back in the day, back in 1785, there was a USPL survey system that was also known as the rectangular survey system that was implemented. It was established, like I said, in 1785 by the Land Ordnance Act. And it was, still is, used to divide public lands into townships, sections, halves, and quarters. The system was originally proposed by President Thomas Jefferson, which I find incredibly interesting since he had to put his big signature on the Declaration of Independence, but we'll just move on, going past that. So it was originally proposed by him, and it was a way to keep track of the growing land area of the United States. So that is what we're trying to do is figure out what section of land your piece of property is because there was an original land patent for that section. And so I dug through, I did mine, I went through so I could find and walk you guys through what I ran into on the website. And I will not give you my section, township, and range because I don't need to be drilling it down and having everybody knowing where I'm at. That's just not wise. But I will give you enough information. So the first thing I want you to do on that piece of paper that you grabbed, if it's like an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, I want you to draw a line from the north, the top part of your page, to the south, the bottom part of your page. And then at a 90-degree angle, I want you to draw a plus sign. I want you to draw from the west to the east, right through the middle of that north-south line. So I need you to draw a plus sign. Okay, and then to help everything and everybody be clear, because some people are good with northeast, southwest, and some people are like turned at Farmer Brown's barn. So at the top of the page, put an N at the top of that line. And then go over to the right and then put an E on that line that crosses. At the bottom of the page, put an S. And at the left of the page, put a W. So you've got north, east, south, and west. Okay? So I want you to do that again on, okay. So if I wanted to say something was in the southeast quadrant of that section of land, you would put another cross section, another plus section on between the east and the south. You would put another plus section in there that's parallel and perpendicular to those two lines. So you've got another plus sign within the big plus sign on the bottom right corner of that plus sign. Okay? So now you've got that. So you can kind of relax. That's all the drawing we're going to do for a little while. And then we'll make up something and I'll show you how to map things out. So to go to the Bureau of Land Management website, it's B as in Bravo, L as in Lima, M as in Mike, .gov, G-O-V. And for those that are not in the United States, that are in Canada or in anywhere else in the world, I'm doing this for the US because that is where Q has started. He's starting here. So just follow along with me. I'm sure it'll kind of be parallel, but you'll have different areas where you go and get your data and your research done. So BLM, Bureau of Land Management, BLM.gov. When you click on that, I've got to move BBS radio around again. Sorry. When you click on that, you're going to have at the bottom, at the top, it says home, visit, learns, and then services. So you want to hover over services and go down to land records. Okay. When you go to land records, it's going to take you to a place that is, you've got federal land records, and over on the right side, there's a tab that says land records. It's opened up. And then underneath that as a subfolder is M, Mike, Lima, Romeo, Sierra, MLRS. And that stands for the Mineral and Land Records System. Okay. So go ahead and click on the MLRS. Click on that. And that's going to take you to another page where you've got the MLRS system. Okay, so you're there. And in doing that, when you get to the MLRS system, you're going to have a place to where you can actually click on a link for the MLRS system in the first paragraph. And that takes you to the page where you can get started. It did make me don't like doing this, but you know, I wanted to get in there and get it. It did make me register for so I could, you know, get back to my cases and I could research and all of that. I gave them my email address and it's free. There's no fee to get in. I gave them my email address, and then it wanted two types of authentication. I just gave them the one. It says if you don't give them a second one, then, oh my gosh, if you can't get back in, then you'll lose all your data. I don't feel like I'm really going to be using this for a lot of stuff, so I declined the second authentication. That's up to you. That's your comfort zone. You do you, boo. You do what's right for you. So once you get all of that signed in and signed up, okay, it will take you to where you can get to that land records, mineral and land records tab, and then you click on the mineral and land records system link. And now you should be at, I'm going to give you the URL code where you should be at. It says, welcome back, sunshine. Okay. It's MLRS. Mike Lima Romeo Sierra dot B as in boy, L as in Lima, M as in Mike dot gov, G-O-V, /S/. So Mike Lima Romeo Sierra dot Bravo Lima Mike dot Golf Oscar Victor /Sierra/. MLRS.blm.gov/S S as in Sam, sorry, gov/S/. Okay? Whew, that's a mouthful. So now you should be on the Mineral and Land Records System page. And thank goodness, there's one that says research on our real-time map. Yes, please. So it says get started. So you click on the blue get started button. Okay, and I'm trying to give you a lot of time to write all this down and take notes and know the URLs that you're going to. This takes you to the /S/, and then add to that URL research-map, all lowercase. Okay? And that takes you to the map, and you can scroll below for the map, and then you can actually click on your state. So you click on your state, and it's broken up into the quadrants or the areas that service your place. I actually typed in my address to make it a little easier. So type in your address over on the top right above the map. It's on the right side. Type in your address. I mean, let's not make it difficult, right? So I'm typing that in now. You can probably hear the keys clicking. So you type that in, and it takes you right to your house, okay? And then you're going to see some numbers, which are kind of interesting. You're like, what is this? It's kind of weird. Okay, so you're going to see some NW with a dashed line going through it with an NE, and you're going to see some, like, 20 N and a 15 E. You're going to see stuff like that. So if you do, look around in the area and look for the red numbers in that area. Okay. In that area, the red numbers are your section. Okay. So when I told you that President Thomas Jefferson went ahead and implemented that gridding system to where you know, we had the 160-acre sections of land. So now we've got squares of 160 acres each or 140 acres, depending on how it was broken out. It's different in some places, but you've got a chunk of land that's gridded. Okay. And so you've got, what would be your section number is in red on this map. And then the township and range section is bigger. Township drills it down a little bit, and then the range takes it down even more. So for somebody that's looking to read a legal description, it tells you where the section is, okay? And then there's something in the legal description that will say, even if you're in a subdivision, there'll be something in there that says of the something meridian. And it's different wherever you live. Some of them are Indian meridian. Some of them are different types of meridians, but it's telling you what meridian that particular gridding was based on. Okay. So if we look at this, you've got your subdivision, and in your subdivision, and I'll talk about if you're not in a subdivision too. So hold on, I'll cover both. So if you're in a subdivision, you'll have a platted subdivision. Let me preface that. You'll have a lot number and then a block number. When a developer comes in and they decide they're going to create a subdivision, they plat that land into smaller pieces within that section, township, and range. So we just keep dividing the cake. I would say pie, but those are wedges. So let's say cake. We keep dividing that square cake down into smaller and smaller and smaller pieces. Okay, so this is a way for them to be able to identify for taxing purposes, I'm sure, what the lot is, how big the lot is, what entity is the taxing place, and who lives on that property, what they bought it for, you know, that kind of lovely information that everybody can access. So let's say you're on... let's say it's a really big subdivision. Let's say you're on lot, let's make it 150. You're on lot 150, which they wouldn't go that high. Let's say you're on lot 50, but you're in block one. Okay. So lot 50, block one of the so-and-so, let's say the Sunshine Subdivision. Okay. We're going to name the subdivision that we're working on today, Sunshine Subdivision. That's a tongue twister. So you're on lot 50. Of block one in the Sunshine Subdivision. Okay. And then it will say a subdivision in section, whatever your section number is on your map, it'll be in the red, township, and that township will have a directional number, a letter after it, and the range will have a directional number under it. And what it's saying is, It that's helping it to even narrow it down more. You know, it's 20 north and 15 east. So it would be written 20 N 15 E, something like that. Okay. So it's all just grid on top of grid on top of grid and cutting it into smaller and smaller pieces. So when you have this information, you type in your address, and under the standard geocoder, you type in your address, and then there'll be something that you can click on that is actually your address. And that is for people that are platted. And let me stop here. And for people that are not platted, you have a legal description that is going to be what we call a meets, M-E-T-E-S, and bounds legal description. That legal description for a surveyor and for those that have learned how to read meets and bounds legal descriptions will help somebody map out on a grid where your actual property is. And it has directional numbers in there that help them measure how long, like the northeast, southwest boundaries, how long your property goes from the point of beginning to wherever you go around and you come back and you end up at the point of beginning, and then that is your lot. we all know that all lots are not square, but for today, we're going to go with everybody's square, everybody's perfect. You know, there aren't any odd-shaped lots, which is not true. So you go around and you measure, and it says, you know, from the point of beginning, you go 1,031.58 feet, and then it tells you which direction you're turning, and then it'll measure back, and it'll give you the different direction, and then it'll give you another direction. It'll tell you which way you're turning, and it gets you back to the point of beginning. I'm trying not to confuse you guys, but your meets and bounds, if you're not in a platted subdivision, your meets and bounds legal description is golden, because that helps you know your land, what your land description, your legal description. So that one might be, if you don't find it with your address in the standard geocoder in their search bar, you might do better by going into the map and then scrolling in and finding your location on their interactive map. Okay, so let's say we found where we're going. We've got our section, we've got our township, and we've got our range, okay? And just as a note, the section does not have a directional letter after it. When back in 1785, when the Land Ordinance Act was adopted and implemented, they did the numbering system so bizarre and so weird, and they actually numbered it. It's so weird. They started on the right side of the map, okay? And they numbered within that section, township and range, within that section, within that quadrant. Let me do that. They start on the right, okay? And they number going left. Section 1, Section 2, Section 3, Section 4, Section 5, Section 6. And then they drop down, Section 7, go to the right, Section 8, Section 9, Section 10, Section 11, Section 12. So let's say, I can't remember what section I said we were in. Okay, we're going to say we're in Section 12 because I'm looking at a map. We can go with that. So if you're in Section 12, the section to your north is Section 1, because they started there, went 6 to the left, dropped down to Section 7, and went, you know, a total of 6 to the right. And then it drops down again, goes to Section 13, and goes all the way back across to 18. And then they end, let me see, it's 24, 25, 26, 27, 29, 30, 31, 32. I want to make sure I don't mess this up. Hold on just a second. Yeah, 36, that's what I thought. And then they end with Section 36. So that's the grid within the grid, okay? So you've drawn on your map a big plus sign, and then in the bottom right quadrant, which would be the southeast quadrant, okay? In the southeast quadrant, you have drawn another plus sign to divide that square into four squares again, okay? So in that, let's say, okay, you have a legal description that says you are in the north half, don't color it in yet, but you're in the north half of the northwest quarter of the southeast quarter. Okay, so you are in the southeast quarter. Okay, so in your big plus sign, you should be in the bottom right quarter of your map. Okay, and you drew a plus sign within that one. So you are in the north half. Hold that thought. You got to go to the next one to figure out north half of what. You're in the north half of the northwest quarter. So you have, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4 squares down with the four squares over. So you're two squares down for the north half of the northwest quarter. So that northwest quarter with the north half, you're actually touching the inside of your plus sign. And you're going down two lines and you're going over four squares. So that would be the north half. And then the south half would be the next two lines that would intersect on the right side for your plus within the plus. I'm sorry, this is getting a little confusing, but I think you've got it. And so, and they're saying, you know, you're in the southeast quarter. So now you are, your land that you're looking for is in the north half of the northwest quarter of the southeast quarter. And that's why all of us in the land development industry are a little wacky, because we have to do this. And yes, I called my surveyor friend and he had to help me with this because I wanted to make sure that I didn't give you guys something wrong. So moving on. That's how you find where you are in the grand scheme of things of what Q is telling you. You need to get the overall, what are we calling it? The land patent. Sorry, the land patent for the overall, area, the 640 acres or whatever it is that yours is of that area. And so when you are going and requesting this from the Bureau of Land Management, your Bureau of Land Management may be many, many, many states away, because they have offices that are the field office, they have offices that are the district office, and then they have like an administrative state office. And so your field office and your district office may be close, but your administrative office may be several states away. So that is just something to remember and to know as well. When you're looking at this, I pulled mine up and it said that the patent itself was granted on 12/31/1838. It said the right section, township and range, on the actual document that was more like what I would call a spreadsheet, but they didn't have spreadsheets back then. But it was on a sheet of paper that was documenting that this actual grant had been granted. However, when you go down and look in what they typed into the actual data, they actually typed in the wrong section number. And so now I'm like, oh, this could be a mess, because now you have to prove that at the top it says this, and you know that you pulled it from the actual data in their map. And so you know you've got the right data because you can match it up, but they've got a typo. So know that this happens more often than you would expect. And so I'm trying to give you ideas on double, triple check your numbers and your letters to make sure that they match up, because if they don't, you need to be prepared to point it out to them and say, I pulled this off of your website. However, we've got this challenge going on. So that was one hiccup I found on mine. And then the next thing that I saw was that it was originally patented 12/31/38. And then I was able to pull the, let me see what they call it here. I've got it right here. I was able to pull the plat for my area, and that was actually platted in April 9th of 1898. So it was 60 years later, you know, 59 and a half years later, that they actually platted this area, the 640 acres, into a plat for the area where I live. But that was helpful, because now I can see where they divided it up and where I fall. And now that I know, you know, what quadrant I'm in, and the north half of the south half of the east half of the whatever, then I know that is where I'm at. So you can double check yourself on that. It's fun to go play with the maps and look at the exhibits that they have. And that is under their GLORecords.blm.gov. And so that's where you would go to look and see for the maps that are attached to the research that you're doing. With all of that said, I do not have my patent online. It's not available. So I'm one of the ones that will have to contact the Bureau of Land Management, there's a form on there that says if you're in the eastern part of the United States that you can fill out the form and that they will help you, you know, find your document. And they're saying the jurisdiction for that, for the eastern half of the United States, is Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, Ohio, and Wisconsin. I'm not in those states, but they don't have what I need online for me to verify that it is there. So I'm quite a ways away from where the administrative offices are for what I need. So I'm going to fill this out. It's a request for certified copies of original federal land patent documents. And I'm going to have to double check and pose a question to Q and make sure that that is actually, that that would actually work. Because I know he was saying he needed the originals. And obviously, they're not going to let the originals out the door, but I think a certified copy of the original is what he would need. So you fill this information out with the information that you get online at BLM, and it's going to ask you for the state that you're in and the county that you're in, but it's also going to ask you the meridian. And remember, I told you the meridian will say it'll be after your legal description. If you're in a subdivision, it'll be after your lot and block number and the subdivision name. And then the section, township, and range, and it's in the something or whatever meridian. So it'll tell you what your meridian is. So you fill that in. It's a word. And then your township will be a number with a letter after it, with a capital letter after it. Your range will be the number with a capital letter after it. And then your section is that red number that we talked about on the map. Okay? And then your aliquot part, if you have that, and mine did have that, then you put that in as well. And so you write that in as what part you are, and you write that in. You need to specify your paper preference. Do you want an 8.5 by 11? Do you want it 11 by 17? Do you want it on parchment paper? I'm assuming for Q's purposes, and you know what happens when you assume. So I don't know for sure, but I would say, personally, sometimes these maps are very small and hard to read, so I would go by the 11 by 17 to get it a little bigger so it's a little easier to read. So that's what I'm going to request. And then they'll base the price off of it. The first 15 minutes of research is free. If you do all the research and you fill all this in and you double, triple check that you've got what you need, then there's not going to be a lot of research time on this. So they are actually on this application giving you the legal land description. They're giving you help with that as well. And so one example they gave on here was the fifth principal meridian in Arkansas. And so the fifth principal is what you would write down in that part for the meridian. So with all of that said, I hope this was helpful. It's kind of hard to explain when you're trying to give graphic information, but it took me a little while to dig through on BLM's website to figure out where to go. Not long, but if you don't speak this language, it's a little overwhelming. And I thought, I want to help people not be so overwhelmed. So once you get signed up and you get into where you go and you get into the MLRS system and you start working on their map and you zoom into where you are and you find out your section, township, and range, and where you're at, write that down because you're going to need it. And then just to recap, you go back in, do your research on their real-time map, get started on that, do that, go in and, you know, figure out where you want to go. And if you need help, navigating the map, scroll below the map for additional information. So that'll walk you through on some additional information for you to see. And then go from there. And then you can save your map research because you signed up. So you can use bookmarks to save specific areas of interest and move on from there. Once you have done that and you've done your work online, you can get to the point to where you know your, we talked about going back to when the land was first, excuse me, when it was first divided by Thomas Jefferson, we talked about the professional land surveying system. And you'll get a PLSS township. It'll tell you what your township is and your ID number. And so there's an ID number there. And that ID number is really important, because if you can provide that ID number somewhere, that tells them exactly the document that you're looking for. So I just really encourage you to don't be afraid. Get in there, work with it. Hope you took good notes. I'm sorry I had to go a little fast. I've only got an hour. And here's that document. I'll tell you guys about this real quick. So when I went in on my, let me get back here. When I went in and I pulled the historical index page of land status record, that is where I saw at the top of the page, it says my township with the direction and the range with the direction, and it had my meridian listed. But then when I go down below, it says, you know, enter the section or tract. They had entered, it's the entire township. Okay, so they didn't have to break it down into sections. And so then under other description, they put down the township with the correct direction, and they put the range down as a number that's three digits different than the correct one. So that might cause me some problems. You know, I'll just have to explain. Up top, it is here, and this is the one that's attached to what's on your website, and this is the date of action, the 12/31/1838. And under the kind of entry or purpose of order, they're calling it an Indian grant patent. So that's that. What else could hiccup or whatever? I think that's about it, guys. I want to encourage you, try to get this done. This could really bring a lot of freedom and a lot of relief to you people that are out there, you good people that are just trying to, you know, get through Ascension and get on out there to help other people. This would be something that would be so amazing if we can get ours done and through the system, then we can help others in our neighborhood do the same, or others in our general area do the same, or our family members. And man, you talk about some freedom. That would be so amazing to be able to help others do that. So I'm excited. I'm excited about where you guys are going to go. Thank you for joining me. And let's just, let's work on this together. Where I got my original information for my legal description was off of my warranty deed. I probably should have shared that at the beginning. I'm sorry. But you have your address, but you really need your legal description to be able to understand kind of where you want to go look at a map on that section, township, and range. So on your warranty deed, it should have within your description, you'll have the address, and then it usually will say the following described real property and premises situate in the county that you're in and the state that you're in, and then it says part of, you know, lot, block, the name of your subdivision, and then it gives the section, township, and range, and then it gives your meridian, and then your county, and then your state. Okay. So what else can I share with you guys? There was something else I wanted to share. What was that? Oh, yes. So I know we've talked on here before about getting a little extra stuff set aside in your house just in case things get a little tough for a while. And I don't think I've really communicated. Maybe it's not that they're going to get tough as much as inflation and the price of things is going to skyrocket or could skyrocket. And so there was an article I saw. I have not vetted it out. I haven't interviewed herself. I haven't heard from the horse's mouth. But there was an article that I saw that mentioned that Kamala Harris plans to announce a government price control on food, which could mean famine is coming. So, you know, it's easier to pick up a can of something here or a can of something there. And if you know, it doesn't have to be organic. Of course, we would love for everybody to be able to eat organic, but it's better to have something to feed your family than nothing to feed your family. And so, you know, we can always have faith that, you know, and that it's not going to harm us or whatever. So I encourage you, you know, $1.50 for a can of green beans sounds outrageous, but, you know, $100 for a can of green beans is incredibly outrageous. So maybe it's wise to just stock up on a little extra food for a while, just until this kerfuffle blows over and we are fully in control of who we are and where we're going. And then, you know, share with your neighbors. You guys, be compassionate, because so many people out there are so clueless. And when this comes to fruition of where we're going, they're going to be lost and they're so not prepared. And just lead from your spirit, lead from your heart, and be heart-centered and love on people. You know, protect yourself. You know, don't open up your house to people that are nefarious. Don't let everybody know everything that you have. But if there's a way for you to maybe make a secret delivery to someone that doesn't have a doorbell cam, you know, in the middle of the night, and they get up in the next morning and they've got some food on their doorstep, that's exciting and so fun to do. And it just makes the heart feel good. So I encourage you all, love on each other. We're in this together. It doesn't matter what our skin colors are. It doesn't matter what our hair color is, whether we have freckles or whether we don't. It doesn't matter whether we're male or female. It matters that we are all in this together. And they've done an amazing job of trying to pit us towards one towards another. And so if there's anything that the sunshine can do, it's just to encourage you, you know, live from your heart center. Shine light, shine the light that's in you while you're on your way to ascension and while you're on your way to understanding your true meaning of why you agreed to come here at this time for this purpose. It doesn't mean you still can't shine light and shine the light that you know you have while you're working on gaining more. So BBS Radio, if you are there, I can wrap this up. I just want to tell everybody, thank you so much for joining me today. I know that was kind of a weird show. That's not really a whiplash subject per se, but I just really felt led to do what I could do to help people not be overwhelmed with trying to go on a website where they don't understand the lingo or the language or what they're looking for. So I hope it was helpful. I'm going to believe it was helpful. I'm going to throw it out there, and I'm just going to say where energy flows, where attention goes. So my attention is going to be on it was helpful and it was beneficial, and many will be able to navigate the BLM website. I love you all so, so much, and I encourage you to stay on the channel because Q is coming up next. And he will be sharing with us on the first show. He'll be doing being inspired with Q. And then after that, it'll be project review with Q. Thank you, BBS Radio. I love you guys so much. And you're such a gem and a jewel to the entire listening area all over the world as we know it. And I just want to encourage you all to live your best life, even in the midst of the swirling chaos. There is light and there is peace. And attention, you know, your energy flows where your attention goes. So watch your attention. Love you all, everybody. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for Q. Bye.